USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First Black Friday, now today, Small Business Saturday. Shoppers across the country being urged to support their small businesses that were hit especially hard during the coronavirus pandemic. President Donald Trump's campaign is working on two fronts. Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, said on Friday, legal battles and state legislators. Giuliani saying that there are legal cases that the campaign could take to the highest court in the land, the Supreme Court. As far as the allegations of fraud that we're hearing from the Trump campaign, Congressman Matt Gaetz, a Republican of Florida, reminds us,
there's a difference between being able to prove fraud and then being able to obtain the remedies that would decertify election results. And I think the president has been pretty clear that he wants to expose the fraud, not just as a consequence of the 2020 election, but to try to ensure we have more integrity in our elections going forward.
USA Radio News.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki. Great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A new stay-at-home order in Los Angeles County has been handed down. Jeremy Scott reports from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau.
A new round of restrictions in the nation's most populous county start Monday amidst a surge in cases in the county and nationwide. Dr. Jeff Smith of Cedars-Sinai Medical Center tells KTLA 5.
We are starting to see an increase in the number of COVID patients that are being treated in the emergency room and released, as well as the ones who are being admitted to the hospital.
Hospitalizations in California are setting records at more than 80% over the last 2 weeks. The new restrictions on most public gatherings in Los Angeles County goes through at least December 20th. Retail stores and other non-essential businesses will be allowed to stay open for now. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The nearly 1.1 million travelers who crossed TSA checkpoints at airports the day before Thanksgiving were the most since March 16th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
COVID or no COVID, people have places to go.
The busiest air travel day of the pandemic came on the day before Thanksgiving with 1,070,967 passengers. The TSA reported screening more than 1 million daily passengers that day, a milestone that airports have rarely seen since the pandemic slashed air travel in March. It's only the fourth time passenger throughput topped 1 million since March 16th. The number of travelers flying Wednesday, however, was half of what it was on the day before Thanksgiving last year. Travel the entire week of Thanksgiving saw an increase. With airlines and hotels offering deep discounts on packages to families this year that they likely couldn't afford before, many are willing to brave COVID to take advantage of no crowds. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Peter Rex is the founder and CEO of Rex, a tech, investment, and real estate firm. Now, he moved his company from Seattle to Texas earlier this year and says tech companies need new leadership that aligns its location and thinking with the rest of America. Rex says two things need to get done to get new leadership in big tech.
We need to do two things. First, we have to invest in entrepreneurs grounded in Judeo-Christian thinking who are committed to serving people, the types of people you'd love to make your money alongside of. Second, we need to build an alternative power structure outside of Silicon Valley and Seattle.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.